CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. On August 10th, the Israeli military struck a school-turned shelter for Palestinians in Gaza City, killing more than 100 Palestinians, including women and children. Israel said that Hamas members were hiding in the school to justify the attack. However, they did not provide any evidence for this claim. They said that they had been working towards reducing the risk of harming civilians, while also labeling the death toll from Palestinian officials as inaccurate. Azat al-Rishk, a member of Hamas's political bureau, said that there were no armed men in the school. Hamas stated that Israel's justifications for their attacks on the schools are excuses to target civilians, schools, hospitals, and refugee tents, all of which are false pretexts and expose lies to justify its crimes. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, the death toll has surpassed 40,000. On August 15th, Bangladesh's interim government announced that the United Nations will look into the crimes that were committed during the weeks-long protest that ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. UN investigators are likely to arrive next week. Hasina's government was accused of extensive human rights abuses as well as the mass detention and extrajudicial killing of thousands of her political adversaries during her 15-year rule. Local authorities also started investigating allegations of murders, genocide, and crimes against humanity committed by Hasina, her cabinet colleagues, and top security officials. The student protests began of the reintroduction of a quota system that would reserve 30% of high-paying government jobs for descendants of veterans of Bangladesh's fight for independence in the midst of high unemployment rates. On August 9th, Algerian gold medalist Iman Khalif filed a cyberbullying lawsuit against Elon Musk, J.K. Rowling, and Donald Trump. Khalif won the gold medal for the women's boxing at the Olympics in Paris this year, but had to deal with much online abuse during her run after she defeated the Italian boxer, Angela Carini, in under 1 minute. Carini said that she had never been hit so hard in her life, which led to several people bringing up her IBA ban. Back in 2023, the Russian-led International Boxing Association stated that Khalif had failed her gender eligibility tests and that she could not compete in world championships. The nature of these tests, as well as the results, were never disclosed. However, under the International Olympic Committee's regulations, Khalif was cleared to compete. An IOC spokesperson said that many women can have elevated testosterone levels but still be women and compete as women. Carini later apologized to Khalif and said that she respects the IOC's decision to let her compete in the Paris Olympics. Khalif's lawyer stated that the case was filed against X, but Musk, Rowling, and Trump are specifically named because of their misleading comments on the platform. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hey, good afternoon. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Josh. I'm here in the studio with Owen once again. How's it going, Owen?
It's good. I'm happy to be back, as always. Love, yeah. Psychic Ceremony. Love CJLO.
Hell yeah. Well, glad to have you here. You chose our first track. Do you want to tell our listeners what's going on?
Yeah, this song is called The Permeating Bazaar by Sissy Spacek off their new record Bolero Shield that came out this week. It's really interesting kind of collage-y noise and electroacoustics. And it's got four collaborators on this record: Phil Blankenship of the Tronics label and the project The Cherry Point, Drew Daniel and MC Schmidt of Matmos, and Bill Nace of Bodyhead and the Bill Nace project. All really incredible artists. This record is great. Super great sound collage.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this. It's a pretty long track, so we're going to let most of it play. And got a pretty good rainy day episode planned. A bit of, you know, classic ambient, some more dubby techno stuff. Not a lot of vocals. Just kind of let your mind drift. So anyway, sit back and enjoy. Thank you.
Mutec Festival celebrates 25 years of electronic music and digital creativity from August 20th to 25th. Enjoy an eclectic program featuring local and international artists performing at the Quartier de Spectacle. On the program, 6 unique immersive evenings, indoors and outdoors, and over 80 live audiovisual performances. The free experience stage will take place every evening from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Esplanade Tranquille. Alongside the festival, Mutec Forum will explore the latest trends in digital and sound creation, artificial intelligence, extended reality, gaming, and sustainability. Tickets and passes are already available at montreal.mutec.org.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal, I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
It's your boy Ish from Shabazz Palaces, and you are listening to CJLO Montreal.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. Once again, I'm Josh.
And I'm Owen.
And we're going to go over the tracks we just played for you. Right. Well, what was our first track?
The first track was the new Sissy Spacek record.
Yeah. And then, I'm spacing already. We went into A Path Eternal by Silent Servant off of the album Negative Fascination, put out on Hospital Productions. And then after that, we did Favorite T-Shirt by Edmonton's Boothman from a release of the same title out on Pseudo Laboratories, also from Edmonton. And Owen just told me that Boothman is also in the band Homefront.
Yeah, founding member, plays the keys. Staple in the Edmonton music scene. And now the larger, fabric of Canadian music. I love everything he does.
Yeah, I had no idea he stepped into the realm of, like, popular music rather than just experimental stuff.
Totally.
So very cool. And now we're going into Analog Paralysis 1978 by Montreal's very own Tim Hecker. This is off his album Rave Death 1979, released 2011 on Cranky with a K.
Don't touch that dial.
Never. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Josh and Owen in the Udio. I hope everyone is enjoying the show so far. The last track you just heard was Meditation 2 by Evan Buswell. That's off of a project or a release called Manifest 1 by the Borderlands Collective. They sent it to me, and I've been really enjoying the two tracks. I played the other track on it last episode, and they're both really, really solid. So definitely check it out if you're interested in like droney meditative music. Before that, you heard Nature Is Not Created in the Image of Man's Compassion by Tzu Sing. You know what? Actually, that was wrong. You heard Chile's Crimson Tide by Rainforest Spiritual Enslavement. From the album Ambient Black Magic, released 2017 on Hospital Productions. And then before that, it was Nature Is Not Created in the Image of Man's Compassion by Tzu Sing, released also in 2017 on Long Island Electrical Systems. And then before that, we heard... it was the Tim Hecker, Analog Paralysis, 1978.
All caught up.
All caught up.
This next track is a Plastic Man track called Consume in Key. Plastic Man's a collaboration between Richie Houghton and Chili Gonzalez. Richie Houghton, Canadian techno legend, and the Plastic Man project's a little more ambient leaning, and this record came out on Montreal's Turbo Recordings, run by Tiga. Enjoy this track.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thoughts After Sex. Live in Montreal. X's World Tour. Bell Center, Saturday, August 31st. Get tickets now at Evenko.ca. The brand new album, X's, is available everywhere now. For more, visit cigarettesaftersex.com.
Are you a sports fan? Are you passionate about your teams? I'm Tommy Lane, and every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m., I host The Tommy John Show. In one quick hour, The Tommy John Show tackles everything going on in the world of sports. From the NHL to the UFC, The Tommy John Show has got you covered. And if you ever get tired of hearing my voice, the phone lines are always open for you to voice your opinions. The Tommy John Show, every Monday, 2 to 3 p.m. on CGLO 1690.
CJLO, take a bite out of this.
Starting with a blank page can...
Ah, rip. Danger of playing things on YouTube. yeah, anyway, welcome back. This is Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. Just coming back, about to sign off. The hour is almost up. I had to just show Owen that track. That was Let Me Know by Toronto's Slip and Slide. Put on a famous Toronto famous compilation album. The Obscene Underground Volume 1, mixed by DJ Freaky Flow.
Yeah. really awesome 90s classic vibes for sure.
Yeah, I love that track so much. And the whole album is actually very good. So highly recommend checking out if you can find it. It's on Apple Music, but I don't think it's on any of the other streaming platforms. Well, thanks everyone for listening. I embarrassingly forgot that it is a jazzy week, jazzy themed week here at CJLO, and I think we're obliged to sprinkle in a little jazz in our set. So we're going to go into some Alice Coltrane. This is Turiya and Ramakrishna from Tadi El Daoud. This is Owen's choice.
Great track. Great record.
Yeah.
I love it. And yeah, I hope you do too.
I think you can't go wrong with Alice Coltrane.
Yeah.
So
have a good rest of your Monday, everyone. And hope you tune in next week to Psychic Ceremony. Same time, same place.
As always. Yeah.
Cheers.